This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back with you on New Year's Eve. I've only said that twice today. I want people to know. At the end of the night, it's 2026. I don't want to break any news here, no spoilers. Just so you know, 2026 is tomorrow.
I got to say, thank you to everyone that we've worked with so far today, because we've not had a lot of the, hey, I'll see you next year. Haven't had one of those convos.
We haven't gotten there yet.
You think in the next 2.5 hours it's coming?
Well, nobody's really left since we came in.
No, we saw Menegan. He didn't say it at the end. Spencer didn't say it at the
Menegan
end.
Menegan would say it. Actually, both those gentlemen would be high on my suspect list.
Yes. I thought it was going to come. I thought it would happen. Even saw some bosses on the other side. Didn't happen. And I was just kind of happy. I don't love the... It's the water cooler part of the job that I just don't really jive with.
I'll tell you, there's one person here that's almost guaranteed to do the bit.
Oh, Matt Corrali.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time. He's waiting. Yeah. He is waiting to the end of the show to be like, all right, guys.
He's going
to
put it on TikTok.
I'll see you next year.
Because TikTok is pretty okay. But it's definitely, you get the full Corrali there.
It's pretty okay.
It's pretty okay, yeah.
What do you mean? Last time I saw him do TikTok, I thought it was like a shirtless photo of him on the beach.
Yeah, it was. It was. That's not why I like it, by the way.
Okay, that's the only one I've seen, so I have no other context outside of that.
He goes for a little humor
on
there.
He's like a Chippendale on there.
He goes a little humor on there. Doesn't always land, but he tries. I like that. I like that he's he's adding that to part of his repertoire, and I like it.
Yeah, I mean, he goes to
serious news? We'll never know.
I guess. Well, I mean, we will find out. That's like the idea. When he goes to news, we will find that out.
Yeah, he does like a funny voice on there. Very funny.
Well, he would definitely be the news anchor that would make the joke that I'm talking about even on the air and make that as big. And then the news anchors obviously do the thing that they do where they're like,
Have you seen the curvaceous?
Oh, you're so funny. Yes, yes, yes.
Have you seen the curvaceous blonde that reads bad Facebook comments about her being thick?
I have seen that.
Yeah. I want Matt to do that, but for skinny, bland white boys.
All the people that become thirsty for whatever he is?
Yeah. Yeah.
In Youngstown?
I think so.
Is there an appetite for that in Youngstown?
It's Facebook comments. There's everything there. It's a cornucopia.
Is there? No, I mean, okay. I know it exists. Maybe I'm just not privy to it. But like, so growing up, for instance, in the different bowling alleys I would go to, all the older ladies, there used to be like old lady leagues, right?
And they
would
Mama
Pat. But I'm not going down that ridge. Even at a point where I was too young, okay? Like,
ooh.
too young, but they would all have...
There's no too young for Mama Bat.
They would all have, like, these playing cards that would have, like, Chippendale guys on it and, like, shirtless dudes and all these. They would basically bring, like, a bachelorette party to bowling every single week. And I would just be rolling around because I just lived in bowling. I was at that point in life. And I would just see everything and be like, well, what? I don't understand. You are objectifying males in a very interesting way that only guys objectify females. But in the Tuesday Ladies League, that's what they did.
So you were surprised that some women out there objectify men the same way men objectify women?
Not surprised at all. What I'm saying is, though, I never saw that translate to online the same way.
Yeah.
I don't see that translate to the Youngstown news station that Matt Corrally is going to be broadcasting to.
How much do you follow the Youngstown news market?
If there's an attractive woman in Youngstown news, she's getting littered with comments.
Yep.
What happened to the old ladies that used to objectify the Matt Corrallys?
I'm going to tell you. Listen, he's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pure Aryan young man. He's
going to
get the comments. In Youngstown?
I hope for his sake that he does. I got confused. I said, I know these old ladies exist. It can't just be at a bowling alley in Chicago on a Tuesday.
No, trust me. Trust me. We don't see them because we don't go into the mentions. Hey, you know what? I don't even know if Corrally's paying attention here. He's got a comment because he has been on TV before. Although it's been at the Black Squirrel Radio or Black Squirrel TV, so I don't know if that's the
Black
equivalent.
Squirrel TV?
Yeah, don't they have a TV station at Ken as well?
Oh, is that? Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was your way of describing like a public access channel or something.
I mean, that's basically what college broadcasting is.
Yeah. So I don't think he's going to get like, I mean, I don't know that he's ready for this. But I feel like Corrally would love to be objectified.
Oh, yeah. No. I think he would really enjoy it.
I think he'd really take that in a nice way.
In matter of fact, he's enjoying us talking about him so much that he's walking as slow as anyone.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't even know. Is he in a wheelchair now?
The segment might be over if you take
enough
time.
Is he in a wheelchair now?
Are we
rolling him into? That's just, 70. All right? A lot of people's boyfriends, sister's boyfriends are in wheelchairs.
And 70.
And 70. All right, Matt, have you been objectified on social media because of your broadcasting leanings yet?
No. No, I haven't. Not yet, at least.
You want to be, though, right?
No. I was going to say, we'll see. Well, I mean,
you've seen Carissa Cadell, right?
Say what?
She's a thick anchor.
Oh, who?
The Carissa Cadell, I think, is her name.
I liked it better when you described her as curvaceous.
Curvaceous, I think, is very nice. Yep. She's curvaceous, and she reads all the thirsty comments from social media.
I have not, no.
Your spin on this could be you reading old ladies objectifying you in Youngstown.
Okay, gotcha.
When you start your job there.
It's an idea. Mm-hmm. It's an idea. We'll see what we can do maybe later down the line. But
like if I brought all right. So I'm going to bring up a couple of these.
Yeah.
Okay. Old women. Come on. I'm going to get some text here.
Well, I don't think the language changes too much between old ladies objectifying and old men objectifying.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so at all.
Would you take this as a compliment?
Examples.
No,
all right.
Don't think so.
So I want you to. Oh, man. We got to get some of these. Now, God bless it. It's really hard to do this in real time because I don't have a lot of. No, we're not going to do it. I wanted to write some things out, but it's going to take too long.
I was going to say, I really appreciate you guys having me in for this segment, but got to finish the lead script. So is that all right if I just pop back there and get that touchdown for the next segment.
I think this is more important than the lead.
All right, fair enough.
The lead's going to happen. It is what it is.
It's true.
You're not going to get objectified with that kind of attitude.
No, I'm just saying, like, I remember the first time I did this, and it was just train off the tracks a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's good. That's why we're the number one show in afternoons.
Yeah. Well, some are saying that first time is why he's going to TV now.
That's true. Some are
all the way to TV.
Like, all right, can you give us, in your voice, can you read it in your news voice, like, you know, damn, Matt Corrales fine.
In the news voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, Matt Corrales fine.
I don't think you put enough English on that.
You don't even believe it. Yeah, you don't even believe it.
No,
yeah.
Not really.
This is the problem. He's a young man. He's a, you know, not as experienced in the world as some of us holding
I do hope for you that you get objectified, is what I'm going to tell you.
I appreciate
that. Because I think it could be part of your ticket to fame.
Well, you don't want
to
be the ugly guy on TV. That's not.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not getting objectified.
Yeah, like, you don't want to be the weatherman.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's some good looking weathermen in this town, but, like, historically, those are my people. They look like me.
Actually, you know what you're searching for? You're searching for the first Facebook comment where they're like, "Peeps, he wouldn't have this job if not for being a beefcake."
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
That's what you want. Oh, don't take offense. When that happens, don't take offense.
Yeah,
that.
No.
Right.
No, just ride that all the way to New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to know how you get Good Morning America?
Yeah.
Be a beefcake.
No, don't, and totally.
Yeah.
The dumber you are, the better it's going to be for
you. Oh, yeah. You can do, like, calendars.
Here, let me get out my notebook real quick. Write that down.
Different, like, dumber shirtless Matt Corrales.
That's too smart of a response, Matt.
Yeah.
It's too clever.
Sorry.
Real beefcake doesn't have...
So, you know, in The Office where Brian just starts, like, cutting out words to say less words?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you now.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's being sarcastic.
I don't think he understands a word we're saying right now.
I
feel like lights on, nobody's home.
That's true.
He's not taking in any of that.
You're out there in Youngstown. Understand, Matt Corrales is a real dum-dum. All right? You let him know that we're doing this for you, buddy.
That man's a couple French fries short of a Happy Meal, if you ask me.
What many people have said, dumbest guy we know. And not us. We love him. We love him. Think of the world of him. You're going to think he's not smart.
That's right.
When you're in New York, you remember this.
Yeah. We'll keep it in the back. We'll
the 10% of your salary.
This inevitably happens. Yeah. Right.
All right. Go do your lead or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
That felt good.
Well, I mean, for us it did,
kinda,
I'm sure. I think
he ran into the ditch.
Really did he not?
Yeah.
That was such low production on a Corrales.
I know.
Insane. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I mean, we know you're off to
that
Youngstown in a month. Yeah.
That guy's going to TV.
And he's
going
to be in New York in 2 years. That's how it goes.
This is why we always tell people, I mean, if you can't do television.
That's a good line. I really like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.